Landfill. This is where our wealth haunts the earth. Bulldozers leveling back to dirt. Frayed comforters. Pieces of faces ripped from family photos. Mancala marbles clanging at the bottom of a black bag with dull spoons and a steel urn, sanctifying mounds of past hope. Metal corrodes quick in this acidic environment, leaves behind gold leach it, turning the land into venom. Like ichor, it disenchants the wind, ashes yoked in an alloy vase. Even when we drove past this graveyard, ice-capped on I-40, I smelled our bygones begging me to wonder, will I become that slurry if my bones are scrapped this way? I worried about the lost chicks a farmer ordered during the pandemic, the possums harvesting on fertile and half-hatched eggs, and the jewel carts or boba straws that sneak off into the ocean. I used to have hermit crabs with pokeballs painted on their shells. Prayed they made their way back to the sea when they were lost. Found them petrified under the kitchen sink after 7 months, which is to say, we threw them away too, with all the witness propaganda, the red leather Bible you gave me that shed its spine. If no one can create matter, nor destroy it, will waste come back to us, in one form or another, over time, as an ancestor's quilt of satin scraps, cracked MJ CDs, unraveled buttons? Can a grandmother return as my sister, my father, my cat, if given a second chance?